Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
What the relentless system does, it's a mindset. Before you have an exceptional skill set, okay, you have to have the right mindset.
The fighter jet mentality is that someone who is just determined, relentlessly obsessed in achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity.
I've always had this relentless mentality. And if you say I can't do something, if I fail, if I, you know, mess up, it just motivates me even more. I just become even more hungry.
You've got to start with that belief in your mind. I've got this. I can do this. I can conquer this.
The relentless are unstoppable.
I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more. You got to put yourself in that cage. I switched my mind to something else. I switched my mode into something else. It's go time.
But the difference between me and most people is you might be sweeter than me. You might be bigger than me. You might grind. Listen to me. I don't know. You might have money. I don't know where you come from, but you will not outwork me.
But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't touch me. Don't talk to me.
All in, emotionally and executionally, in theory and strategy and in execution.
If you want something, you have got to be relentless.
When you're sitting there, you're trying to sell your product, you're making phone calls, you're giving a lecture, whatever it may be, you're driving a bus, you're a doctor, whatever it may be, the stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
They start their school on Monday morning watching me. They ain't got a daddy. They daddy in jail. They don't have a brother. Their brother's in jail. They all I got. You don't understand. My son's at Michigan State, and I pay for it cash. My daughter wants to go to Harvard. You don't get it. My sister just had a baby, and she ain't making no money. A game. All I got is an A game. I ain't got a B game. I ain't got a C game. When I finish, people are relying on me. Some of y'all, when you get on the field, you forgot what it was like when you was hustling in high school playing ball, when you were in college hustling to get to this point.
If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
Whether you make it to the league or not, you are not who you are because of the league. You are who you are because of who you are. And if you make it to the league, then the league is going to be blessed with your presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Through all the bumps in the road and the stormy weather, the heart of a champion you can never measure.
I don't think greatness is something you're born with, some mysterious power bestowed upon us by God. It's something that truly exists in everyone. I look at it as a superpower we all have, buried deep inside us. This tiny diamond surrounded by layers and layers of rock, the hardest rock in the universe. And every time you do something good, a piece of that rock breaks away.
I see dudes 6'10", I'm like, you wasting it. You bragging about you 6'8", you wasting the height. I'm about 5'10" with my shoes on. I'm comfortable. Married 5'10". Been married 30 years 5'10". Two beautiful kids 5'10". I don't need to be 6'6". That's your life.
See, they don't understand you wanted success and you wanted it so badly. You fell madly in love with the process, and therefore you gladly pushed past the limits of average. If that was an opportunity in your sight, you grabbed it.
Be comfortable in who you are. Be comfortable if y'all poor. If you come from a family right now that's broke, you use that to your advantage. I use that to my advantage that I was a high school dropout, that I was homeless, that I ate out of trash can. I love dealing with a dude who think because he come for money, he better than me. Let's go.
But so many of you out there have the heart of a lion, but you keep lying to yourself. You keep denying yourself. You keep depriving yourself. You keep hiding yourself from the gifts that you have to share with the world.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you. No. But by going to work to set your own inner greatness free.
Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got print, but do you got that dog?
You are the example now. You are the man to reshape the culture of your world.
Do you got that stamina? So yeah, you might have something I don't have right now. But if I work hard, I can have what you have.
So just when they think you're about to give up, you remember all the reps in the gym, the days you outworked all of them. And that's what gives you the strength to power through the fatigue and rise above the rim.
Be the mighty man of valor that wants to change the next generation.
They might have more talent, but they fold under pressure because they were only out for the pleasure, the gold, and the treasure. And thus, they crumble to better or even lesser competition. So the day all of the excuses stop, this is where your heart of a champion starts.
It's time. It's time to face some adversity. Look around you. You are here now, in a present time of greatness. I stand here and I look into your eyes and I feel the spirit of a warrior. I feel the spirit of a gladiator. You have not come this far to come this far. You have not sacrificed the hours, days, weeks, months to taste defeat. You have the warrior spirit in your soul. You have the warrior mindset. And you owe it to your brother, standing right next to you. I want you to lock arms, lock hands for the next 4 quarters of your life. It's gonna be hard. You're gonna make mistakes. But you're also going to get the opportunity to right those wrongs and bounce back from those mistakes. When you fall, get back up. Rise. And that's why this is the greatest game on earth. You men get the chance to step into that Coliseum, that stadium. You get the privilege, the honor to compete for your team. Your brothers that you're holding hands with today, your brothers of the past, and more importantly, your brothers of the future. You get the ability to showcase your talents and ability. You owe it to your coaches. You owe it to your teammates. You owe it to yourself. You don't have to be the most talented person on the field. But I promise you, if you give maximum effort, you will make more plays more consistently than anybody. No matter what your talent level is. You have the heart of a lion. You have to be willing to sacrifice everything at any given moment of this game. I promise you that everything is not going to go the way you wanted it to on every single play. It's not supposed to. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult. Anything that comes fast and easy leaves you the same way. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when time gets tough? What are you willing to sacrifice for greatness? This game you're about to play, this field you're about to step on, holds the keys to change your life forever. Your mom's life, your dad's life, your sister's, brother's, kids, everyone's life. If you're willing to make the sacrifice to be great. Be great. It's simple, but not easy. The blueprint is laid out before you. Do your job. Do your job. When it's time to make a play, make it. In four quarters, we're going to see what you're made of. If your heart pumps Kool-Aid, or if it's ice cold water in your veins. Let's go, champ. Rise up. Winners don't make excuses. We execute. And it's time to step on that field and execute. Look your brothers in your eyes. Look at them. You don't have to say a word. Just look into their eyes and see that fire burning. Give your brother that look so they can see it to your soul. So they know you got your back. They got your back. It's an honor. It's an honor for you to put on that jersey on your back. Shut that helmet up your head. Live a tribe. Honor your teammates by giving everything with every single play. Because you don't know what play is going to be that one that's going to win the game. Let's take this game and give them everything we got. Tonight we walk out that arena beat up, bloody, tired, exhausted. But when we walk out, we walk off as champions.
For those that want to go to the next level in life, I'm going to lay out three things for you today. And if you align every thought, every word you speak, and every action you take with these three, then greatness will be yours. Number one, the foundation of greatness must be built on fire. Now, when I say fire, I'm referring to passion. Success is just a child, the offspring produced from a person who has married doing the thing they love. If you want greatness, then you gotta pick your profession like you want a soulmate. You gotta marry the one that makes you feel the most alive. Pursuing your passion is the cure for amnesia. It will awaken your spirit and reveal to you your true identity. See, most people are walking around in this 9-to-5 job coma with spiritual amnesia. They have forgotten who they are. Pursuing the flame, the fire, the passion of doing what you love is the alarm clock for your spirit. It will awaken you back to your true identity, who God made you to be. Some seek a job. Some seek a product to sell. But the greats, the legends, the people that go to that next level in life, they seek themselves. Close your eyes and look inside and follow the flames that flicker until you find your way back home. The fire created when doing your passion is a gift from God. That's why there's so much power in it. Stop making your decisions based on money and make your decision based on fire. Set yourself on fire and the world will come see you burn. It's so rare today to see a person doing what he loves. Most people are not bold enough, not brave enough to step into that fire, to that ring and just believe. We are living in a spiritual ice age. Strike a match and set yourself on fire on the inside. Ignite that greatness and the whole world will gather around you for warmth. Ferdinand Fuchs said the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. Now I ask you, what are you most passionate about? What sets you on fire on the inside? Romance was not just designed for our spouse. Get alone with yourself. Explore intimacy with the things that you love. Connect to yourself and what God has placed in you. Success requires focus, energy, intensity, zeal, enthusiasm, love, fire, charisma, heat, passion, intensity, dedication. Dive into your passion the world will begin to make sense.
Positive thinking is powerful, but you cannot think your way to greatness. You have to burn yourself there. Now, the second element that you need to filter your life through if you want to achieve greatness is truth. Now, John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Truth is the couture for greatness. If you want to go to that next level, you got to get up every day and drape yourself down in it. Truth can only be understood fully from the center of one's colon. See, the fire produced from doing your passion brings clarity, just as the choir sings. May your life harmonize with nothing but truth, authenticity, originality, realness. You already have everything inside of you needed to produce the type of life that you desire. All you have to do is to dive deep into your own truth, the truth that God put in you. All the power you need to open the door to attract opportunity lies in that space. Your freedom, your liberation, your emancipation can only come by way of truth. The truth, and only the truth, shall set you free.
Everybody gets this wrong. I talk to millions of people across 50 countries. It's life's big myth that you can get fit before committing to something challenging. Let me explain. We call it the Spartan paradox. You must first commit to something, and that forces you to do the work. With Spartan, we got 7 million people off the couch by having them put a date on the calendar. It's that simple. Once you put a date on the calendar, you get serious. You become disciplined. And if you don't, you get your ass kicked. Because that date comes, that event arrives, with or without you. Then what? Then you're embarrassed, humiliated, and you want another crack at it. Everyone everywhere, I mean across 45 countries, says to me, oh, first I'm going to get in shape. First I'm going to start eating healthy. First I'm going to get my lifestyle intact. No way. All the science, all the data, all of our millions of conversations across all these countries says, bullshit. You're just going to procrastinate. You're not going to do it. You end up talking yourself out of doing the work. New Year's resolutions don't work. Gym memberships don't work. Diets don't work. The only thing that works is a date with something challenging on your calendar. So you want to find success? Put a date on the calendar, create a deadline, force yourself to make the hard choices daily. Look, if humans didn't need deadlines, schools wouldn't need professors, right? Construction sites wouldn't need foremen. Teams wouldn't need coaches. Think about it. If you want to change, if you're ready, get a date on your calendar. You have to commit. You have to make it real. It's the Spartan paradox. I think I could end it just like that. It's the Spartan paradox. That's it.
When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. When I was 297 pounds and I was fat as hell trying to be a Navy SEAL, the scariest thing in the world to me, even to this day, was that that could have been the rest of my life. I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297 pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month. I thought that was me at my 100% potential. Come to find out, a few years later, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduate Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard. That's why people gotta understand what is in us. We have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, when you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
Is that, and so people listening to us that maybe are at 20% or 30%, you know, about, yeah, I'm going hard, I'm going max, and yet they're not seeing the results. Like, how do they actually shake themselves out of that? We're all in a battle with our own brains. That's all life. That's all life is.
It's the most powerful thing in the world, is your own brain. It can work for you or against you.
And as opposed to focusing on all those bad things that happened, all the things you didn't have, the people that called you names, all the stuff in Brazilian again, and you start thinking, wait a second, I just visualized this, and now I can take it to the next level, because the visualization got you through the SEALs.
It did, and I was able to visualize the end. So when I was 297, and I was all fat and out of shape, and I couldn't run a quarter mile, and I was drinking milkshakes and eating boxes of donuts, I visualized, man, how would it feel? For a brief moment, there were 22 guys that graduated. I watched this segment on TV about these guys going to Navy SEAL training. And I couldn't even, I wasn't a great swimmer, I was afraid of the water, all this crap, man. But at the very end, it says 22 guys, this commanding officer's up there, and he gives this great speech. I was like, man, I wonder. So I started visualizing me being the 23rd guy in these dress whites, sitting there with these guys, getting that Navy SEAL, you know, graduating this Navy SEAL training. I was like, God. So I put myself there. I was like, man, that's an amazing feeling. I put myself there at 297, not even able to do anything that these great men were doing. I said, man, if I could feel that, that would change my life. I could just feel that. It lasts for 1 second. You get that certificate, you walk across the stage, and what's next? But I didn't know that then. My mind wasn't, I thought I'd live in that moment forever. So I said, wow, man, if I could just feel like that. If I could feel like that.
And what was that feeling you wanted so bad? Respect?
No. Victory. I wanted to win. Not like beat somebody else. It wasn't about that. I just wanted to go the distance. Everything in my life, when something got hard, I quit. If it was reading, that's where, you know, I wasn't great at reading. I wasn't great at writing, so I just quit. I couldn't catch on as fast as you. I had to work harder than you, so I quit. You know, I wasn't great at things, so I quit. You know, I'm not good at this. Like, man, if I could just go that distance, that extra mile, to just go, just to finish. I want to finish. I want to feel victory. And victory for me wasn't winning, it was just finishing. So I said, you know what? If I could feel like these guys feel, it would change my life. But what I realized, the best feeling I had was when I was by myself trying to lose this weight. I had to lose it in literally less than 3 months. 106 pounds in less than 3 months. And literally, I started feeling victory just by putting myself in the battle. It wasn't about going to Navy SEAL training. It wasn't about being the 23rd guy in that chair. I started realizing, man, just by going to war with myself every day and putting these challenges and these goals and these obstacles, these insurmountable obstacles. So it wasn't about losing 106 pounds. Me losing 5 pounds was an accomplishment. Me losing 10 pounds and then 50 pounds. And then the more I did this, the more I gained confidence. And then the more I gained confidence, the more I realized, these guys can't do what I'm doing right now. I had no coach, had no trainer, had no money. I didn't know how to lose weight. I had no knowledge of what I was doing. I was just working. I was just sacrificing. And then through that, all these different tools started coming up. But I would have never found these tools if I didn't put myself in a very uncomfortable place. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, whoever hear this, you will not find it.
When you find yourself stuck, frozen, tired, broken, you can't take another step, you gotta think back to everybody before you. I think about World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, Vietnam. People I know that are missing arms, legs. I know folks that had to cut their own fingers off. We see movies where someone had to cut his arm off to get to safety. Like, you need some reference point that is just much, much worse than where you are. And then it puts it in perspective, and you take another 5 steps, and another 5 steps after that, right? Because when you're having that pity party in your head, and you can't move forward, there's 5 million people that have it worse than you. There's 50 million people that have it worse than you. So stop complaining, take a few steps forward, and remember, you have 8 days left in you. So I'm in Alaska, it's 30 below, my eyelashes are frozen, and I'm just in a dark place. I'm in a place where I just want water, food, and shelter. I want to go home. I can't believe I put myself out here. And I start playing the tape in my head of how great it would feel if I could just get back home. But there's not an option. There's no option. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I've got 100 miles behind me through waist-deep snow. I got 100 miles ahead of me through waist-deep snow. I have no option. It's either die right here or continue on. And I'll tell you what, dying feels pretty good right about now. I mean, it sounds ridiculous as you listen to this, but if I go back to that moment, if I go back to any moment where you're broken mentally, physically, you can't take another step, you're in pain, you're frozen. Literally, I'm frozen. You gotta somehow find something to motivate the next step and the step after that. And if I could just make it, if I could just make it to that snowdrift over there, and then I'll figure out what to do after that. Even when you think you can't take another step, even when your mouth is dry because you haven't had water, you're eating snow, you're starving, you're burning 14,000 calories a day, you can't take another step, you have 8 more days in you. And somehow I mustered up enough strength to go 100 yards ahead and 100 yards after that and another 100 yards, and 8 days later I got to the finish line. We definitely all stop before we have to. We stop because we think we have to. We don't stop because we have to.
The end of the year is here. And you made it this far. There were good times and there were bad times. But yet, you are still here. You made it this far because something kept you going. Something kept you believing. Something helped you to understand that the fight was not over yet. This is the year that is soon to come to a close. And there will be a new year, and greater opportunities will be waiting for you. Let's talk a little bit about what you've been through this year. You had to experience some things that you did not understand. You had to experience some greatness. You had to experience some weaknesses. You had to experience things that no one could understand. But you are the one that has to be responsible to go through it. You were put on your back, and you probably thought that you didn't have the ability to come back, but you did. Sometimes you may hear people saying that they're getting old. You're never getting old. You're just getting blessed. If you put your right hand on your heart right now, you can feel that blood pumping. You can feel that purpose. You can feel that reason. You don't have time to be complaining anymore. Regardless of circumstances, regardless of heartaches and pains, regardless of the joys, regardless of the sorrows, you made it. You made it because there was purpose there. Purpose doesn't lie. It always, always tells the truth. You just got to understand that this is the time. And as this year comes to a close, you have to recognize that there's going to be a new year for you. A new year that is waiting for you. Now, there are no guarantees that tomorrow will be there. So make that mark, and make that mark right now. Leave the past behind you. Be strong, people. Be strong within yourself. Regardless of what you're feeling at this moment right now, regardless of what people may say about you, be strong. Because you are a unique creation. And you made it this far because something was meant for you. We had to experience great losses. We had to witness great victories. This is the beauty of living. This is the beauty of understanding. This is the beauty of knowing that you matter, and the reason that you matter is because you are still here among the living. Now you have to set the new stage. Now you have to set the new mark. And be greater than you was yesterday. Realize that you are walking above ground for a reason. They have had its ups and downs. But you did not stay down. You knew what you had to do to get up. So you got up. And if you're able to live, and if you're able to push, if you're able to grow, you're gonna grow into a better you. Let this be the opportunity of a lifetime. Don't forget, easy was not intended for you or I. For without struggle, how can you build true character? So maybe you were in a position that you felt like you were broken. But being broken doesn't mean that you can't put it all together again. You must be the architect of your life. Create your own blueprint. Set yourself up, and regardless if you fail or if you succeed, but don't give up. Because if you made it this far, you can definitely go a little bit further. Make your year that you remember your accomplishments as well as your failures. But don't you ever give up on you.
Right now, I'm in pain. That's the saying, right? No pain, no gain, right? Man, I'm at war with failure every day just to obtain a little success. And you can't tell me that ain't pain. It hurt seeing your mama sit on the edge in that bed and cry almost every night. You can't tell me that ain't pain.
It's not easy losing somebody that's close and dear to you. It's not easy jumping off the cliff and knowing that nobody will be able to catch you if you fall. It's not easy if you get knocked down 8 times and you're scared to get back up on the 9th.
If it's one thing I know, it's to be humble. 'Cause there's always areas in your life that's gonna need improvement and you're gonna need to do better. Humble yourself, young one. Don't settle, do more.
You must look opposition in his face. You must face fear, you must face anxiety. You must face the day, because if you do not face the day, then the things that you are supposed to face, you start to become.
That's why I don't ask God to make things easier. I ask him to equip me with the tools to overcome any obstacles, any barriers, in any way to ease the pain. Stand up, put your chin up, what you gonna do? Every night, you should sit on the edge of that bed and ask yourself, what areas of my life have I improved in today?
I got it out the mud. I started from the bottom. When nobody wanted to support me, when nobody wanted to cheer for me, when everybody told me I needed to go get that 9 to 5, or everybody told me that it would never work, I will never be a good speaker, Why Be Normal will never grow, I'll never be able to do things in the community, I'll never be able to go into the schools. They told me that my dream will never become a reality. They told me to be for real. They told me to go work a 9 to 5 and stay there for 20 years so that my family will be able to be successful and taken care of.
Measure your success. Long story short, every day you should wake up with a point to prove. Do you know how many people didn't get the opportunity to wake up this morning, young one? Statistics show 6,316 people die an hour. Again, do you know how many people didn't get the opportunity to wake up this morning, young one? Do you know how many people didn't eat this morning? Humble yourself.
When you face opposition, you gotta be able to come out of that box. You gotta be able to adjust. You gotta be able to be the person that you were meant to be. I'm not talking to the people that's not supporting you. I'm not talking to the people that's not in your corner, that's standing up and clapping, or the people that's telling you and pushing you and telling you that you can do it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the person that you look at in the mirror, because the only competition is you.
Gotta think about those restless nights, young one. I know I ain't the only one with this testimony. I need you to speak up. Walk with me. We don't need more police killings. No, we don't need that. What we need is more police officers hopping out their vehicles, tossing the rock with the young ones. What we need is more famous celebrities speaking up about what meaningful recovery means to them. What we need is more fathers stepping back into their sons and daughters' lives like my father did when I was 26. I'm only 31 right now, young one. I promise our pain will create mental leaders, young one. Our pain will motivate.
I'm from a city where they shoot first and ask questions later. I'm from a city where they say that the people in this community will never be able to do anything. Yep, see, I came from the bottom when I was sleeping in the church parking lot, and there was nobody there. You see, I came and I got it out the bottom, and I came from the bottom. And I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and I said, listen, one day, I'ma handle stuff. One day, I'm gonna become the man that I always envisioned for myself. One day, I'm going to be the man that nobody thought that I could be. One day, I'm going to reinvent the wheel. But see, I didn't reinvent the wheel. I reinvented myself and became who I always thought that I could be.
Overcoming adversity, it takes a lot of believing in yourself. And I'm talking believing in yourself even when nobody else believed in you. If it takes me being knocked down 1, 2, 3, 4 times for me to get my mama out of them projects, come on, man. I'ma go get what's mine. I told you. God did not place you on this earth to live in misery. That passion, that drive, that mentality, that got me waking up every single day. You ain't gonna outwork me. You must understand, despite your life, you're gonna come face to face with adversities. You're gonna hit walls. You're gonna hit walls that's gonna put you in pain. You're gonna hit walls that's gonna make you wanna give up. You get back up yet?
You're about to attack the day with some tenacity, and you're getting ready to be who you were meant to be, because you understand that there's a person on the inside of you that has to come out, and that person that's getting ready to come out, the person that's getting ready to become who you were meant to be, the person that's getting ready to turn their dreams into a reality, you are getting ready to handle stuff.
We've been doubted all our lives. How much time do they gotta doubt us before they crown us, young one? You had to be fueled by doubt, young one. Fueled by doubt. That's the way. Humble yourself. Make them feel your pain. And when it's all said and done, young one, we gonna give all the glory to God. There's going to be times in your life where you're going to come face to face with adversity. There's going to be times in your life where you're going to encounter difficulties and misfortunes. Adversity is inevitable.
This is for the kid that's going through some type of opposition or coping with some grief or a person that may have lost someone. This is for you. This is for the person that is facing fear, that is facing anxiety. This is for the person that doesn't know which direction to go in because they're getting pulled a million ways.
There's going to be days that you will be knocked down. So the question is, what is it? What is it that stands behind that desire, that passion, that drive to be the best you can be, to strive to be the greatest every single day?
This is for that person that may have lost a loved one. This is for that person that may have lost all hope and thinks that it won't get any better. This is for you.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.